You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You know, hell, I was going to ask whether or not how much he's being judged by tonight, Shador Sanders is, and then, damn, you two asked just two questions I just want to go over right now. Holy potatoes. Hey, we go about last night coming up at 7:45. You got to hear what Kevin Stefanski said about how he intends to help Shador Sanders coming up later on tonight. That coming up during about last night at 7:43 this morning. But Tone, you said afternoon asked a great question yesterday about what?
Yeah, whether this is...
It's Friday, man. There's no rules here. I'll ask whatever. I don't give a
shit. Yeah, whether this game tonight, his performance, if it's really good, if that's going to be a bigger deal for him, or as opposed to if he struggles mightily, like what is going to be, you know, the bigger issue? I can't, obviously they phrased it a lot better, and now I'm getting scrambled in the head. But
in their world, in the Browns world, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Sorry, I don't mean to go too fast for you. I'll say it like this. We are living in two different worlds right now. In the Browns world, like
if this can help
nothing.
Him or hurt him more.
Yes. In the Browns world, absolutely nothing. Not a damn thing. He will go out there tonight, I think. He could go 10 for 10 for 112 yards. I don't know why 112 came to my mind. How many pitches did Gavin Williams have the other day that we got all mad about? Another show got all mad about. 126. He could throw 10 for 10 for 126 yards and two touchdowns in the first half. And they could call it a day, go, congratulations, have a seat. And they will look at it and go, he had a very nice outing. Okay, back to Joe for the first team reps against Philadelphia. Because they're getting Joe
ready.
It will help Dylan Gabriel. It will help him later. But people will go nuts going, why are you guys wasting your time with 40-year-old dudes when you have this guy sitting there? Because in our world, it does mean something. There are two different worlds. See, you have somebody who's asked you, like at the beginning of the show, I talked about how I'm basically having an existential crisis over everything that has gone on here over the last couple of weeks when it comes to a quarterback, where I do think at times, and I had a back and forth with somebody on Twitter yesterday, perfectly clean, where it's like, Ken, have you lost the plot a little bit? And I go, yeah, a little bit. Because I can't just treat him like any other fifth-round pick. People weren't crying on TV over other fifth-round picks. They were crying over him. So I'm sorry. I cannot just treat him like that. Because if it's another fifth-round pick, nobody on ESPN is talking about him. Nobody on Fox is talking about him. Nobody on The Fan is talking about him. So, but I also see where you have a person who's an NFL personnel guy texting you, and Albert Breer, who's an insider, who's writing going, man, they ain't making a big damn deal about other fifth-round picks. Yeah, because they're in different situations. We are in a situation here where we are desperate and trying to dig ourselves out. So I see it. I have to try to see it from both sides. In that building, he could go out and be awesome tonight. Hope he does, clearly. And I think they do. It may make a difference where how deep he is on the depth chart. But it ain't going to change a damn thing for how they try to start this season. I told you, I think that this, and this has been going on for the last 2 weeks, so you can't accuse me of losing my mind. Joe Flacco, this race is done. To me, Joe Flacco is the starter. I thought he was the starter before Kenny Pickett got hurt, and certainly it ain't going to make anything any easier now that Kenny Pickett's going to be coming back from that hamstring injury. So Joe Flacco is going to be your guy. It could help him, but I think with us, if he does really well, with us and fans, and we are part of that, it becomes how quickly can he play? Should he be playing? Should he now be getting first team reps? Should he be playing with the first teamers in the preseason games? That's it. If he plays really poorly, don't deny it's not exactly what I said yesterday. Where, why would Kevin Stefanski not give him first team reps? Why would the Browns do this, that, and the other? There will definitely be some people go, see, Shador ain't that good. You guys have been making a big deal about nothing. But there will definitely be a lot of people going after the Browns over this, and you know that, and I do too.
For sure. For sure. I just feel like there are so many people who just can't be honest. Like, they're coming into a preseason game with all of their narratives about Shador Sanders already. So that's the one thing that I would caution against, and just understand, like, you guys all know what people are saying before, whether it's Lewis Riddick, Hugh Douglas, okay? And then there's a Dan Orlovsky, but we played going into the break. So just know, if people are just going to be consistent with what they had said previously and they're not open to new thought, like I'm somebody who I changed my mind on Baker Mayfield 25 times based on his play. Huh. I didn't have a set agenda before he got drafted and then carry that out throughout, because I think people like that are ridiculous. Like, there are things that you're allowed to flip-flop on. There are things. And like Shador, I am coming into this tonight with a total open mind. I loved him in college. There were times when I thought, hey, this could be a first-round pick. And then there were times where I'm like, oh, yeah, people around the NFL that actually do this for a living are saying he is not anywhere near a first-round pick. And then there are people saying, hey, he is nowhere near ready to go right now. All right, well, you know what? Eventually the talk has got to subside. You got to just let the guy play.
Yeah.
And while I did say last segment, this is not ideal for Shador tonight because he's going up against starters for a couple of series. And he look at his weapons. Who are his weapons going to be tonight? Who are his offensive
line?
Not
Cedric Tillman, not Jerry Jeudy.
Is Njoku?
How much of the offensive line is Njoku?
He said, by and large, most of our starters will not play.
Yeah, let's line up that Kevin Stefanski from last night on the Kevin Stefanski show. I didn't set Owen up properly for that one, so we'll get that here just in a moment here, because this is coming off the cuff.
I mean,
this is exciting stuff.
What does that tell
you
about his offensive line? You know, who he's going to be working with? Maybe it is the guys that he actually worked with, you know, in the lead up in training camp. Here's Stefanski.
If you couple those live periods with an extra practice versus a team in week one, that leads to a lot of the decisions in not playing the starters in the game versus Carolina, because they've gotten upwards of, call it 36, 40 plays in a live or very competitive period versus another team.
So he's thinking, does he just disagree with Dave Canales and what Dave Canales is doing? I can't imagine either team is very deep.
The pendulum is starting to swing here. So when McVay showed, when they jumped out to that awesome record to start out the season and didn't play any of their good players, any of their starters, then the overcorrection the following couple of years was nobody was going to play anybody. And yet, what happened with Dave Canales' team last year when they didn't really play Bryce Young? Yeah. They struggled mightily out of the game.
Beginning of the year, they had a Super Bowl team. Dave Canales did not have a Super Bowl team.
Sure, but you do see, like, who
Kansas City plays their starters. Cincinnati played their starters last night.
Yeah, you know? Cincinnati did play their starters. So the pendulum is swinging again to guys playing again. So I don't want to kill Stefanski for not playing his ones. He's got a 40-year-old quarterback.
Right. It's also how old is the offensive line, right? Like, how old is...
You got veterans.
Do you want to keep putting miles on Jack Coughlin when you never know if he's going to be upright and healthy the whole season?
I was surprised he made it back at all. And actually, let alone contribute to the football team.
Joel's doing you a solid right now, coming back.
I mean, for a guy who's making double-digit $1 million, it does seem like he's doing us all a favor in coming back to this football team.
Wyatt Teller is great, but do you want to risk injury with him right now? But at the same time, I would feel much more comfortable. It's not even feeling comfortable about Shador behind the offensive line. That to me is where you see him really does he move in a way that the starting offensive line, works together with. Because when Deshaun was back there, it looked like the offensive line was playing one play and Deshaun was playing another play, right? It didn't look like it was cohesive.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, and so we need to know if these quarterbacks are cohesive with the starting offensive line.
Flat out. I don't know if we'll know. I mean, it's a great question to ask, but I don't know how anybody answers it yesterday or this morning. We won't know until after the game tonight. How much can he help or hurt his career? Or help or hurt himself tonight by being the starter in this football game? Well, again, if I go by just outsider opinion, he will either blame the Browns. More than likely, a lot of people just blame the Browns for putting him in a not a great situation. I don't believe that they're sabotaging him on purpose, but they will not have put him in a great situation. Or people go, hey, ain't that great. And clearly he's not a first-round choice, because a first-round choice would still be able to deliver the football and be okay. So they're going to get that. If he does do well, hey, it's all systems go. it's all systems go. This is a guy who definitely was a, should have been a first-round pick. Now you got him plopped into your lap. He's done fantastically against this Carolina Panthers football team, which probably still ain't a great football team, but should be on their way back up considering what they had to go through last year. Still, you if he does well, then the conversation changes there. I ain't going to know that until tonight because you do have some things stacked against you if you're playing against a first-team defense and you got your second-teamers with you. And your wide receiver core is, you have a hometown favorite in Luke Florier, and Jamari Thrash. Okay. You get what I'm saying?
Laverdane playing.
He's
the playmaker.
You know you're getting a steady dose.
You got to have Laverdane. If you don't have him, I mean, what the hell are we doing out there in the first place?
Sal Cannella.
Sal Cannella is going to be out there. So
for the camp darlings.
We are going to find out like they are not active or something like that. I didn't miss anything in the news. I want to make sure. So if Sal Cannella's not there, then I ain't going to watch. I'm just going to let you know that right now.
Well, you said there's either positive or negatives tonight. Is there any way that nothing changes for Shadur after tonight?
Yeah, if he goes like 5 of 6. But he's apparently going to throw it a hell of a lot more than that, which I got something lined up for you later on about that. 216-474-0092. Well, I'll just ask people. How much are you actually judging Shadur by tonight? Because If you're being honest with yourself, hey, he did fall to us. There should be some sort of a gleam there, right? But he is playing with the second team against a first team defense. It's all the NFL. You're probably going to have to play against these guys anyway, no matter what.
Let's see some magic
tonight. How much are you judging him by tonight? Like, is there any way on earth, without preconceived notions, a person could look at tonight and go, he's the best thing coming for the Browns, or I told you guys, this guy's terrible. Is there any way anybody could do something like that tonight? Corporate terrorism. How do I say it? It's coming up here in moments. Trust me on that. Very, very erotic corporate terrorism going on out there. That's all I'll say. Let's go to the phones. Can you judge, how much are you judging Shadur by tonight? Is there any way? There will be people, there is a self-fulfilling prophecy, a confirmation bias, if you will, depending for a lot of folks about who they are. Because he is himself, he doesn't seem to be a polarizing figure who gives a lot of different opinions that would make you go, oh man, he's a flamethrower. But he is a polarizing figure between the fan bases that really, really love him and it doesn't seem that there's a lot of people who dislike him, but the people who dislike him really dislike him.
The polarization thing, you know, you just stop me in my tracks because I'm like, why is he polarizing? What people have said, what are the worst things people have said about him since we started talking about him? The only thing that I can find is that when it's the on-the-field play, it's all right, against the best teams, he struggled. Okay, whatever. We can debate that with lots of players that get drafted in the league, right? Mm-hmm. Especially quarterbacks. I'm not even saying you're wrong. I could argue about, you know, the deck stacked against him, whatever. But fine. His resume is his resume. Worst things you could say about him. I saw a lot of people and people called in Nepo Baby. Okay, that was something that was brought up. All right, then we talk about, well, let's see what the Mannings.
Yeah,
let's go see how
see
that
what
works out.
There.
But yeah, fine. He did have unparalleled success at Colorado for the last 30 years. This is it, mm-hmm. And he was partly responsible for it. Yeah, sure, Travis Hunter and others. That's typically how teams work in the NFL. But as far as him, like polarizing, I don't see much polarizing about him at all. Well, like he seems to be a great kid who has said all the right things, done all the right things. I mean, literally, when Johnny
needs to slow
was
down
here,
on the roads, but that's it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Johnny,
don't we all? Though?
Johnny, we were hearing stuff like people said, "No, look, he's saying the right things." We're like, yeah, Eddie Haskell said the right things too. I am telling you firsthand what is going on behind the scenes, and it was much to the detriment of.
Used to shove those pictures in my face.
Oh my God. I
used to get so mad at you in the back room.
But I was like, this is a real reason Manziel is polarizing.
Oh my God.
He's literally not going to meetings. He is sleepwalking around that building. He is, and we found out afterwards, he was finding closets to go hide in and sleep in. Okay, you're not hearing any of that. You're not hearing any of that with Shadur Sanders.
No.
So stop that part of it. His personality is not polarizing in the least.
Yeah, I do think some of it, the reason why he's not polarizing at all, I think it's a residual from his father. His father was polarizing.
And the media. The media and how they're covering him, I do think. There's been some hero worship stuff that I compare to Tebow. I mean, I see a lot of parallels. I know people don't want to hear this. I see so many parallels with Tim Tebow. And Tim Tebow was a first-round pick, right? Mm-hmm. This is somebody who slipped to the fifth round. They both had to earn their keep, though, eventually in the NFL. And Tebow got bounced out of the league in short order. What was he, in the league, like barely 4 years?
Well, the unfortunate thing that I think could end up happening is the same thing with both these guys. That's why I think that your Tim Tebow comparison is apt. I mean, both people are religious. Both people have been stars for a long time. You know, one was a star at Florida and even before at high school. The other one obviously was a star at Jackson State, even before in high school with his father, and then Jackson State and then Colorado. And his father's a part of that. Also, it might be the same thing, and it might be to their detriment, sadly. Where Tim Tebow, real quick, Tim Tebow, once it's like, okay, he's gone from Denver, he gets snippets here and there. But to a lot of teams, it's like, man, do I really want to bring him into camp? Because then it's just Tim. And the only thing I can do is make him a backup quarterback. So this is where I am very concerned about him if it doesn't work out with the Browns, because you've seen the hornet's nest of conversation around Shedeur Sanders here in Cleveland and nationally. Okay, does another team look at this and go, do we really want to give him a chance, or are we going to bring him into camp in 2026 and it's going to be Shedeur? What is he doing? What do you have for breakfast? What is this? I go, well, I got another guy I got to get ready
here. And boy, teams, you're right about that with Tebow.
Because they can be looking right at the Browns going, I'm not getting in the mess that Kevin got himself into. No. Look, same thing that happened with Josh McDaniels and Tim Tebow. Go ahead.
I don't think any of us here, we're not making excuses for Tim Tebow. Like, I don't think, did you ever think he was good in the NFL? I didn't.
No.
But he did. He had a playoff win, right? He had a clutch moment against Pittsburgh of all teams. I went and looked, by the way.
He's very happy with
that. The ratings of that wild card game peaked at 50 some million people. Somebody was telling me this is going to be the most watched preseason game ever. I'm like, I don't really think it is.
Like a Billy Graham revival.
But the Tim Tebow stuff was real. And yeah, I do think part of the Shedeur stuff is real too, until we see if we can play or not. But I got a tweet yesterday and I was like, this I think does speak to a lot of his fan base. This is from a guy, The Thoughts, ENT, and he has been crushing me over a lot of the stuff. But I said, I had to highlight his tweet because I thought it was interesting. He said, this is what y'all don't realize. It's bigger than just a fifth round pick. We all, and I speak for people around the nation, this is like our nephew, our family. And I don't know how y'all treat family in your community, but we ride for ours and we're going to keep riding. So understand or don't. And I'm like, this is something that transcends football. It's more than football for people with Shedeur. And I think that was the same thing with Tim Tebow. It was more than just football. And so what that does is, though, the detriment is it alleviates any chance of objectivity. You can't be, if you're talking like that about Shedeur, and I'd say the same thing to the Tebow people. Hey, heck, you want to go to basketball? It was Jeremy Lin for 3 weeks. Once, and hey, Colin Kaepernick.
That was a time.
Colin Kaepernick, yeah. who had great moments. But eventually,
you've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
People lost the ability to be objective transcended football.
At the beginning, I think you could, and then towards the end, it's like, well, it's been 4 or 5 years as time went on, and we still get it, yeah.
Then it was 10 years, and people were still saying, why aren't the Browns giving Colin Kaepernick a chance? And that was going on in every city that needed a quarterback in the NFL. So as long as you just admit, there's no chance for some of the Shedeur people that you could be objective. If he performs poorly tonight, you'll say Stefanski, you'll say offensive line, you'll say no Jerry Jeudy. And by the way, some of that you'll be right, but then it'll stay that way. You'll never have the ability to be objective on these things.
I do think there is a chance to make the anti-Shedeur people objective. Now, I don't think there's nearly as many anti-Shedeurs as there are fans of him. But I do think he can do, because if he goes out there and he plays exceedingly well, what are you going to do? You're going to hate the guy forever just because he plays well? You're going to hate the Browns because they picked a guy in the fifth round and he ended up playing well? Which, by the way, can I just say this before we get to Don in Cleveland? There are folks that I talk to, and they are They're as disgruntled about the Browns. I'm going to start getting text messages, I guarantee it. They're disgruntled about the Browns as ever, as you could ever be. I do think, you know how you mentioned there was a segment of fans out there rooting against the Guardians to teach Paul Dolan a lesson that he's not going to learn? I think there are people going, they don't want him to be successful. They don't want Shedeur Sanders to be successful. They don't want the Browns to luck themselves out of the situation that they're in. I'm dead serious about that.
That is weird to me.
It is.
You're probably right.
You want to talk about teaching owners lessons? They do not want the Browns to have some crazy situation where a fifth rounder falls to them and digs them out of this mess of what they're in right now. They don't feel the Browns deserve it. I'm going to let you know that right now. I got people around me, and they in my face every day about this guy. Hand to God. 216-474-0092. Don in Cleveland, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Don.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful, Don. Go right on ahead.
So the question is, can Shedeur do anything tonight to make or break how people feel about him?
Yes.
I say no. It's a preseason game. He's a fifth-round pick. Doesn't matter if he fell to you or if this is where he should have been drafted. Unless he breaks his leg or something, like, today's going to mean nothing in the grand scheme of things. This blows my mind. I've been watching football since 1978, 1979. I don't remember any quarterback on the Browns in a preseason game that we talked about so much. I mean, did anyone talk about Baker? Like, oh, my God, is he ready to take over a preseason game?
Yes, we did. We talked about Baker. We talked about Baker.
What about
like
Eric Zier?
No. I'm talking about leading up to his rookie year.
Yeah, because
preseason game.
Don, Tyrod Taylor was the starter, and people there was plenty of people who thought we were wasting our Yeah, but Don, there was plenty of people across the country who thought we were wasting our time with Tyrod Taylor. Like, there was definitely conversation.
If Shedeur throws 10 passes, you know, a total of a bunch of screen passes, and they hit the dirt before they get to the receiver, then maybe you're concerned. Other than that, it's his first go. Like you said, he doesn't have his first team around him. He's playing against a first team defense for part of the game. So I don't really think tonight's going to mean much.
All right.
In the grand scheme of things, though, I think we overcomplicate this quarterback situation, right? We needed a quarterback to start the season. It wasn't going to be one of the rookies in which they reached for one and one fell to them. And you got to remember, they took Dylan before they took Sanders, right? And wasn't Dylan supposed to be not drafted or sixth or seventh round?
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
So they took that guy before the guy who was projected in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that ultimately tell you? That they liked him more than they liked Sanders.
Without a doubt.
And they probably took Sanders. So my point is, Sanders is only playing tonight because Dylan can't, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Well, they would. I think they both would play, but I think Dylan Gabriel would have started.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, would we be saying this is a big deal for Dylan if he played today?
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. Gosh, yes. Not as big as Shedeur, I'll grant you that, Don, but hell yeah. I mean, if Dylan Gabriel went out there and sucked up the room today, if he were able to play, what would people be saying about the Browns and Kevin Stefanski and everybody? Because that's all we heard was like, hey, they really like Dylan Gabriel. And there's plenty of people out there. And, Don, thank you for the call. You don't have to look far to find a Browns fan who disagrees with what the Browns are doing at any given time over the last 25 years. So when I get the emails about Dylan Gabriel and – well, no one's given Dylan a chance. You're saying that you know more about the Browns. I don't know if I know more about the Browns. I have a stronger feeling about the guy behind Dylan Gabriel than I do Dylan Gabriel. And I'm not saying anything as far as jokes or whatever, because I think those are beyond the pale. I also think this can be beyond the pale. Read this story to me, folks.
Maybe not a laughing matter anymore.
If you are claiming responsibility, there is a thought that comes to my mind, but go right on ahead.
A crypto group says it orchestrated the sex toy tosses in WNBA games. A crypto group, Kenny. Are you involved in crypto? I've got people in my life that are heavily involved in crypto.
Really, no. I know like a couple guys.
I only hear from them when things are going well with crypto.
Well, I don't know that many 22-year-old guys, so like, there's not that many guys. Like, that's who I always think of. I think of younger guys going after crypto.
Mm-hmm.
But I do got some guys who are older in my life going after crypto. Go ahead.
All right, so this is a deep investigation with ESPN and now other media outlets, as the man who spoke on a condition of anonymity over video conference Wednesday said the stunts were meant to market a crypto coin that his online community created. The WNBA and all its, quote, controversy, he said, made the league a logical target. So this is a group of people. It says there's like 1,000 people in this group, and they wanted to draw attention to their meme coin.
And so they put it, they decided to go get marmalades and throw them on a basketball court during WNBA games?
Yes. Apparently, the USA Today is all over this as well. The Players Union requested an update from the league as everybody seems to be investigating it at this point. The man told ESPN the coin started trading July 28th, the day before the first sex toy was thrown at a WNBA game. The coin's transaction record is on this website that tracks real-time prices of cryptocurrencies, confirms the timeline.
Well,
this is incredible.
I have to again say, if you are claiming responsibility for an act that could get you arrested, that causes, that according to the players can cause harm, do we not see certain groups out there that claim responsibility for bad things?
So can we call these people terrorists?
I'm not going to go that far because there are marmalades being thrown out there on the floor, but
And we don't know, do they pack a wallop or not?
I have not been able to get Carmen Policy on the record about it. I'm sorry to tell you. I tried.
An 18-year-old man, we had this story yesterday, Caden Lopez, was arrested at Phoenix Arena during a game.
Oh, goodness.
Court records say Lopez removed a green sex toy from his sweatshirt pocket, threw it, and hit two spectators, including one minor, after the toss, attempted to leave the building, and a volunteer witnessed the incident, tackled him, apparently.
How do you... if you're going to throw something like that on the floor, you got to make sure it gets it on the floor.
What's that story, by the way, to your parents?
That's the old thing. You hear about the batteries being thrown. There were definitely batteries being thrown at the old Municipal Stadium that definitely did not hit the field, so we're hitting people in front of them. Same thing with Bottlegate. You got to say that as well. Go ahead.
I bet Broncos players would have referred to the dog pound as terrorists at that point. This dude got tackled. We had another dude that couldn't get the object all the way to the floor. So that's another one. Are you
not going to training camp and practicing this stuff?
Got a strong enough arm for it?
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing. Yeah, I went to the WNBA game to throw a marmalade onto the floor and I couldn't get it there.
If you're the crypto company that's supposedly putting people up to this, I think you got to know who you're putting out there. You got to put them through the paces before you send them out.
I just can't get over somebody getting tackled. Getting tackled at a WNBA game.
Well,
getting like
all right.
So this kid's going to apply for a job one day, and they're going to go, we see here you've got this thing. What happened? Well, it was a moment in my life I'd like to change. And go into detail. And you go into detail, and this is the thing.
Well, people get thrown out of games and get banned for life for stuff like this. What do you tell when you eventually have kids? I'd like to go to a WNBA game. Well, I can't go with you to the WNBA game. Why can't you go with me to the WNBA game? Well, you see, son, 15 years ago, I was a different man, and I decided to get involved in this form of crypto. And then
you've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What are you telling that you threw out there? Depending on the age of the child, you're going to tell them that.
Unless you get it expunged from the record, those reports will be there forever and your name will be linked to it.
You got to think this stuff through, guys.
I mean, can you imagine if Caitlin Clark was involved in this and she got nailed with one? Do you understand?
Or she was an investor in the crypto group.
Who knows?
Wrap your freaking heads around that
who
one.
Who knows? People can bet on
I'd
this,
love
too.
We got a break, but we got to do
reckless
this.
Reckless speculation.
Do you think this continues? Do you think there will be more copycats now that will live outside of this particular group?
Lima, if I know anything about green or purple or any colored marmalades, I am willing to tell you that there will definitely be more copycats. Yes, indeed.
Do you know how you have the guys on the outside of the arena selling the shirts with the swear words all over it?
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen? Guy's going to pull up out of the back of his car.
Every time I walk into an arena, there's always a guy going, hey, you can get it cheaper here.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I walk down the West Third Overpass and there's a guy with a box of them things sitting there, I'm turning back and running, leaving.
It's always the rack.
I'm going to buy six or seven, those but I'm guys, still going to turn back around and
those
leave.
Guys spring into action so fast. They park the cars. They don't want to get a ticket. Immediately, trunk opens, rack is up, merchandise up. Boom, they throw it down there in 2 seconds, and they are operating. They are in business.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
We'll get to Coach Kevin Stefanski here in just a moment on Shador Sanders, but I want to take you guys through some of the preseason matchups last night, including two of our division rivals. One of them, the Baltimore Ravens, beating the Indianapolis Colts in a game in which Anthony Richardson only got two drives in the game and kind of made some headlines for getting this play courtesy of NFL Network.
And he's under pressure, buried by David Ajabo back at the 26-yard line. And Anthony Richardson is heading to the sideline. He's in pain.
Richardson would leave the game with a dislocated pinky finger that was popped back in. He is currently day-to-day, but the big headline being a lot of people not impressed with him in his third year, going into his third year.
Now he's lost. He's lost. He's regressed. He doesn't know the offense. I don't know how great Shane Steichen is as a head coach, I got to tell you. I happen to agree with Michael Lombardi about him. I think he gets lost in play calling and not actually managing a football game. I think we took advantage of that a couple years ago against him. But I don't think that Anthony Richardson is long for Indianapolis. It's probably exactly how they want it, but I don't think the fans. I think that it's coming to a crashing end here very shortly.
Remember when he subbed himself out of a game? The quarterback.
That's what
of
really
a football
started.
Team.
That's what got him really turned against.
Because he was out of breath.
Is when he subbed out of the game. They were very upset about that.
And on the other end of playing your starters, because that was the comparison, the bad side, the good side yesterday, Joe Burrow having a solid outing against Philadelphia, despite the Eagles winning 34-27. 9 of 10 for Burrow, 2 touchdowns, 123 yards on the opening drive. But Burrow saying, just another day at the office.
Today was average. But overall, I'm happy with where I'm at. Next week, I'd like to be a little better. Score 2 touchdowns, so go learn from a couple reps and get better.
He did. Go ahead.
It's a good thing he has Jamari Chase and T. Higgins on that team because that defense sucks.
No chance they get any better.
Defense sucks. Sucked last year. It's going to suck this year. Defense sucks.
They gave up 252 passing yards to Tanner McKee. They also had on the Eagles last night Dorian Thompson-Robinson getting some action. 5 of 8 on the field. Kyle McCord, 1 of 5.
1 of 5?
1 of 5.
Oh, boy.
8 passing yards.
I have something to tell you that will help ground us as Browns people. Elliot Shore Parks. He's the Daryl Ryder of 94 Sports Radio WIP 94.
The
WIP
Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio of WIP.
It's the Meredith Baxter Burney of WIP. Elliot Shore Parks writes, now that Dorian Thompson Robinson is free of Cleveland, I think that he can show he can be an NFL QB.
Oh,
he has a good arm. That was a great throw. Yeah,
good luck with that. You know what? Let's let him get a sample size of like 6 games this year. We'll see what happens to your playoff hopes.
I saw that from what they call him. They call him ESP on WIP. And I saw that. I go, you know what? Maybe we do make too big a deal about preseason. Maybe you guys have been right this entire time. Lord almighty.
Now over to Browns training camp.
I hate to root for injuries, but if that's what it's going to take to get DTR a 6-game sample just to prove that tweet wrong,
oh man,
then by all means.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, it is Jalen Hurts. I don't know if he's going to go a whole season.
Some of the replies on that tweet were like, did you see that recent throw? Because they were commenting on the game, and it was not a great outing from DTR. But going to Browns camp actually yesterday, Kevin Stefanski talking about how much we may expect of Shador Sanders in his first professional start tonight against Carolina.
Shador will get the majority of the game, so he's going to get, call it 50 plays of game work, which I think will be great for him. I think Snoop will get him in there later in the game as well. I want to be smart about that with the fact that Tyler just got here, so don't want to just throw him out there. But if he's ready, we'll get him out there as well.
Courtesy of the Browns coaches show.
Is that with him and Nathan?
Yes.
Nathan will be on with us at 9:01 this morning. Also coming in hot at 9:45. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste. That seems like a nice bulk of the series there for Shador Sanders. You looking forward to it tonight? I know I am. I know Tone is. I don't know who isn't. Who isn't looking forward to Shador Sanders tonight?
Only the biggest hater
is no way they're listening to this right now.
I've had to change plans for this evening. I was supposed to go out And I can't. I have to stay home for this.
Beg pardon. Yeah.
All right, here is, I have a slight issue. I'm sorry, Mitch. I don't want to steal your thunder here.
All good.
I have a slight issue.
Interesting.
That I started to get excited about. I started hitting up people.
He's an excitable boy, they all
going,
say.
Where are you watching the game? Where are you watching the game? And I was going to try to sneak out of the house. And then unfortunately, my wife was like, oh, it's my day with Izzy. And we were going to be doing this. We're going to be doing that. We were probably going to be late. So you're going to have to handle bath time. And so
good.
I'm not going to be able to see this game live. I'm going to be like a half hour behind.
Just can't take a TV into bath time?
Oh.
How long is bath time?
Well, Kenny, we start the process.
Why is it a negotiation?
Roughly 6:35, 6:40. We start to bring the kids upstairs. And as we scale the steps, which has taken a long time because Izzy starts to go up the steps, down the steps, becomes a parlor game for her. Eventually, by the time I get back downstairs, it's 8 o'clock when all is said and done.
That's asinine. See, this is why Owen and I get along so well. One, we
because you just punted those responsibilities?
Thing. No, we have the same
I wouldn't say
sense
I punted
of humor.
Those at all. I did them by myself.
I think Owen looks at
what
me like
Ken?
I think Owen looks at me like a little brother in so many ways because I do a lot of things that he... I've listened to his stories over these many years about rearing children, and I tend to do the same thing he does. Hey, if I'm in a hurry, especially with boys, it's just Mason you have to give a bath. 6:35, you're out of that tub at 6:41. Yeah, son, you can deal with one day where we're getting a quick bath. Get your
I'm
ass
at least
in the bed.
Teaching a lesson, and I'm going, hey, it's football day, Mason. I'm going to show you what it looks like when the winning coach wins, and I got two big jugs of water, and I'm splashing his face with them, and I'm throwing the soap on, and I'm splashing him again. I go, congratulations, you won the championship of showers.
Yep.
I'm going to steal that one. I like
there
that.
There were days back in the day where I would turn on the Disney movie music. And you got a friend in me. Like, yeah, fine. Let's have
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
But
is that
you know
Randy
what?
Newman?
When the Browns is, were yes. playing, when the Browns were playing in a preseason game, water, water, soap, soap, water, water, out. Go. We're done.
Okay, he's like, here's some more dirt. Here's some more
I've
dirt.
I've already
a little
told
bit of
you
water.
One of
You're
my
out.
Greatest parenting secrets, which is the rule of 1-2 skip a few. Maybe we hit that up here too.
Go ahead, Mitch. I'm
and that's
sorry.
The last it for about last night.
Outstanding as always. Coming up at 9:01.
So
Nathan
kids
Zagura.
Can go to bed tonight dirty. And
yes.
probably, what about we do milk and grams? What about the grams of these little graham crackers?
I don't know, man.
So none of that tonight?
I feel if I was in your house, I feel I would agree with your dad more and more as time goes on.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.